So here's a case of where a major employer with an interest in this country, with a real interest in Ireland, is prepared now to tell me, the leader of the opposition, that he will employ 300 engineers by end of summer in heavy maintenance on Ryanair aircraft if the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach will only show seriousness about this issue. And if Taoiseach Coughlan, in whose home county I'm in tonight, is paralysed and irrelevant to this conversation, then perhaps the Taoiseach should take the bull by the horns and sort this out in the interests of highly paid jobs that are much more important than political egos. Every lease, as I understand it, has a clause in it that if the DAA want it back, they can have it back. And the same applies in this case. And Michael O'Leary, as I say, has given me two commitments on my way here to Donegal. Firstly, that by end of summer he would employ up to 300 engineers on heavy maintenance on Ryanair aircraft, and secondly, that in the event that he didn't continue heavy maintenance there, that it would revert back to DAA. These are clear commitments from Michael O'Leary. I think this story needs to be sorted out, and it needs to be sorted out at the highest level. And I would challenge Brian Cowan to invite Mr. O'Leary to his office tomorrow morning with the Taoiseach and sort out this mess in the interest of providing high-class jobs for qualified and trained engineers in our own country.